Andy Olson and Spencer Olson, the electric guitar and bass players from the Hollow Hearts. I found out about John and the Hollow Hearts through you guys, because you guys are students here at Central Lakes, right?
Right. I just graduated last fall, and he's going to be going into his second year here next fall. So.
All right. And it was kind of, you got to meet these two guys. You got to see what these guys are up to. And you guys have the Hollow Hearts that you play in. You got your own band, the Danver Patients. Yeah. And how would you describe the sound of that band?
Well, this previous band, I'd say, was kind of a little bit folk rock Americana with a rock twist. But our next band's a lot more punk.
Definitely.
A little bit heavier. Just two different sounds, you know.
Yeah. And you play in both styles.
Right.
Yeah. And you do more than that, though, too, right? I found out you do some animation. Some Spencer, you in particular, do some media work.
Yeah, on YouTube, I go by Spencer Olson Films or Olson Studios. I do stop motion animation with Lego figures. Everyone has those laying around, right? Yeah, and you were joking about the bird watchers, and I play with Legos in my free time. No, yeah. But I have a decent following of people online that have like found out about the animations I make and put them online for people to see, and it's been really successful for me, so that's always fun.
Yeah, and you did the Lego animation for our show promo. If you didn't see it on YouTube or on KXC or on Facebook, they have a really nice little video you guys put together for us. So that was cool. Thanks, Spencer. What's it like? Now, you guys are from this area. What's it like being a creative person, doing creative stuff and learning music in a place like Brainerd?
For us, we rely more on the internet to get out to a wider range of people, because in a smaller community, I mean, we're just outside of Emily, which is a little bit north of here, and it's a really small town, so,
yeah.
You know, oh, we're a big deal in Emily. No, so for us, we just try to expand, and we go down to the Twin Cities, quite a bit to play, and we have to rely on the internet, I suppose, more than someone who lived in a big music community like, say, LA or something.
Sure.